Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Extra Funny, which I'm thinking that maybe calling it Extra Funny is a little bit, a little bit, did you say presumptive?
Yeah, it is.
We should just call it Extra Talking.
Yeah, I agree.
Extra Talking.
A lot of pressure to be extra funny after we've just done the entire show.
Yeah.
And how often are we actually extra funny?
Come on. Let's be real.
Rarely.
I think we're extra. We might not be extra extra. That's like a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure to be put upon just mere mortals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're extra extra special.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what we should call that then, the Extra Extra Special podcast.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Mm. Love that.
Now, here's a shocker, I think, to most people. I have never been to the Burning Man Festival, a.k.a. just Burning Man.
What?
Mm-mm, I never have. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know where it was. It's in Nevada, right?
Yeah, I think so.
In Vegas, somewhere out there.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like you'd burn out there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw today where they're having to tell all of their attendees this year that that they won't be having the orgy dome like they normally do because of it got destroyed in a sandstorm.
You kidding?
The videos of the sandstorm are insane.
That's the only reason I bought tickets, guys.
To go to the orgy dome?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Is that really what it is? Like people get in there and have the group relations?
I don't know all the details, but I think Burning Man is one of those places where anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe you get. Drugs, sex.
And is it called Burning Man because you're going to leave there with a venereal disease?
You're going to burn down there.
Yeah.
You might.
Burn when you pee, man.
How do people not care about getting diseases these days?
Well, I mean, when you're blasted out of your mind on, you know, those hard drugs, you don't even know you're in the world, much less whether the person that you're with is somebody you know or whether they're clean or not. I mean, they're trashy. All these people are trashy.
Yeah.
Anybody that would even walk inside I'm not saying every person that goes to Burning Man is trashy. Most of them are. Almost, I would say 99% are.
Oh, sure. But
if you walk into something called the Orgy Dome, then yeah, you're trashy.
Yeah.
I bet it stinks in there too.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Could you imagine?
It's in the desert. It's hot. It's muggy. People are got their, you know, nasty parts out, and it's just gross.
So gross. Oh, it's so gross.
So do y'all think the Lord sent that sandstorm to wipe out that orgy dome?
You know, I don't know. Is this the Lord's work? I'm not a Bible expert. But.
As it's trendy to say now, that's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
Was that a God thing that orgy dome got destroyed?
At least they're talking about him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just how they say it.
How they say it.
Way, yeah.
Well, I mean,
my wife is one of them. She says it's a God thing.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like it. It's catchy.
Mm-hmm. It just means that, you know, my way of saying it being more of a rural raised person was that's the Lord's work.
Lord's work.
It's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
You wouldn't get it. It's a God thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now you gonna sit here and tell me that ain't the Lord's work?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, you really need some help.
Yep.
I can't imagine what type of a person not only would go into something called the Orgy Dome at a concert in the middle of the desert with, you know, being a drug fest and everything else, but also would admit to people and tell people, like, they're bragging, yeah, we were in the Orgy Dome. What? Okay, what do you think is nastier, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
The Orgy Dome going full speed, full blast, or those porn women trying to break the record for being with the most men in a day? And then, you know, let's say that they're in a, you know, a decent place, you know, that's not completely disgusting.
Yeah. I think the Orgy Dome's worse to me because, like you said, that the girls that do that are usually in like a nice hotel. And I think it's the same level of skeezy as far as the amount of people, but I would prefer the nicer location because that Orgy Dome, you've got substances around you that you don't know what's, I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah. And
dirty.
Not to mention you're having group sex on top of hot desert sand.
Well, that's true.
And it's probably in some sort of a tent.
Whoever said, you know what? I love sand up my butt. That's what I love. I don't even like sitting on the sand on the beach.
Yeah. I don't, is there footage of Burning Man's from the past?
Yeah.
On the social medias, on the line?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what these freaks look like. And I bet they look exactly the way I have them pictured.
Long hair, ratty, dirty.
Yeah.
The closest thing I can compare to, did you ever see the movie with Mel Gibson, Mad Max, with like not Tina Turner, Chaka Khan?
It was Tina Turner.
Oh, it was Tina Turner. Do you remember that movie? Need
another hero. That was from the movie. No, I never saw the movie. You know, I don't like that type of science fiction kind of thing.
They all kind of look like the characters in that movie, like, what do you call that? Like dystopian, like apocalypse, like post-apocalypse. Yeah. They're wearing like leather and like weird helmets and goggles. Like it's a, cause they're trying to protect themselves from these crazy sandstorms that come up, but they're also on drugs. So it's like a weird look, you know?
Yeah. I just can't imagine, having the relations with someone who's wearing a helmet.
Crazy, right?
That's like, the thing.
Like leather helmets and
goggles.
And goggles.
I'd love to see this helmet.
Looking like Snoopy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's being Ace or whatever they call it, the Ace.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. But then a lot of celebrities go to and they treat it more like Coachella, where it's kind of about wearing like a outfit to take pictures in. But the real, what they call burners, like the legit people that have been going to Burning Man for years. Mm-hmm. They're not about that kind of life. They are there for the experience, the music, the arts, making connections, trying to feel something for once out in the desert.
Yeah. Well, they should be called the Burnout Festival.
Yeah.
Because I picture all of them just being burnt.
Same.
Fried on dope.
Oh, you're all on dope out there in the desert, huh?
Bunch of naked, sandy dope heads.
Does anyone ever die out there?
I don't know.
Certainly.
I don't know.
All those drugs and.
So yeah, you're thinking that that hell gets a few new residents as the Burning Man wraps up.
Yeah, I picture because you know you're not near a hospital. I guess they have EMTs on site, certainly.
Yeah, they probably have to.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, if you're the EMT that pulled that short straw,
you're like, damn it. Guess I got to work there today.
Yeah, there's no telling how much the EMTs, how much that, what's it called, Narcan?
Mm-hmm.
They have on them out there for that deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't know.
You know what though? Here's the thing. I've always wondered, why do they have Narcan? It's your decision to do what you do, and it's illegal. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them die?
Well, I don't want to be that. You know, it's a case-by-case basis, maybe. Okay. Because if somebody gets drugged and obviously they don't take it themselves, yes, sure, save them, sure. But, like, if you're willingly taking all these drugs and you know good and well what's going to happen.
Well, I think it has to do with when you go into the medical field, what you're agreeing to do, which is, you know, do no harm, and you're supposed to be a healer. And it doesn't matter the situation where somebody that is in your presence needs medical help. You're, you know, you're bound to help them.
Ah, it's one of those things, mm-hmm. like an oath.
Yeah, and that whole deal. Like an oath. Because then you would be leaving it up to, you know, EMTs and ambulance people to determine who gets to live and who gets to die.
But, yeah, I mean, I see that. Yeah,
because my best friend from childhood, Shannon, that I talk about all the time from Louisiana, he is the head of the ambulance services in my area, my home area.
Okay.
And I don't think I would like to leave it up to him as to who should live and who should die.
Yeah. I'll be like, they're out of here.
You remember we hunted together that time, and your dog jumped a deer when we were rabbit hunting and got my dogs to chasing after a deer, and we had to spend the whole day getting them corralled. Huh, yeah, you ain't living past this. Nope. I should have killed you back then.
Karma, baby.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I mean, obviously,
he's really good at that stuff. Be the head of the whole thing.
I was about to say.
Must be good.
He's top dog.
Yeah. He is. Well, so I still wouldn't want him determining, you know, whether I live or die.
Yeah.
Because I never know when I might have pissed him off.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I don't know why the light in my room on this camera just got a little while ago so bright.
It is so bright.
It looks fantastic, though.
Does it? I'm not all washed out.
I think it looks great. The only problem that I think you're having is the glare on your glasses. But other than, like, when your glasses are off, the lighting's great.
And, I also keep glitching, you know, like, Max Headroom.
What was that?
What is that?
Max Headroom was a Coca-Cola ad campaign thing, and it was an animated, almost like what AI is now. This was in the 80s, and it would pop up on a TV screen, and it was just the head, and it would talk all like it was a robot and stuff.
Oh,
and it was kind of crazy. It's called Max Headroom. And it, like I said, it was part of a Coca-Cola ad campaign. And then Max Headroom became its own character in the pop culture. But there was a guy playing the part of Max Headroom. And then they were just making it look animated.
Oh,
it was kind of weird. It was ahead of its time. But then it would glitch like that sometimes. He's talking. He's like, you know, it's the Diet Coke.
Well, something's never changed because we're glitching all day.
I know. We're glitching.
We stay glitching.
Glitching, twitching.
Yeah. Well, and every time it gets the worst angles, like if it freezes, we're like,
no. It always does that too. Whenever Jody and I are doing our podcast, when I stop it after every segment and then upload it, you know, to the internets for Rob, or I guess Rob gets it and then posts it. Every time I hit stop, it locks on the screen with Jody making the dumbest, like looking at me like, oof. You know, she always looks disgusted. Like,
is that a sign that she always looks like that when it's?
Yes. I've been saying it for years. And I'll say, why are you rolling your eyes? I did not roll my eyes.
You're like, I have proof.
I don't know where you get that. Yeah. You're too sensitive. Like, Jody, I just watched you. Rolled your eyes and you sighed.
Yeah. She's got a lot of facial expressions on that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
I love her facial expressions though, but she's one of those that can't hide how she feels, which I love.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I try to hide something every now and then. Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to hide.
Please. Hide it and I won't even seek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know. Mm.
Love that.
But you know, it's annoying. You know how you say it's annoying that your husband won't gossip about people with you?
Yes.
And he acts like he's too good.
Yeah.
To be gossiping.
Yeah, basically.
Jody does that about lying.
Was she like she?
If back when we had landlines, mm-hmm. and somebody would call, and I'd see it on caller ID, and I would go, "Oh, I don't want to talk to him right now." She can't just let the phone ring. If it's ringing, she's got to answer it.
Yeah. But
she would answer it and then say, well, I'm not lying and tell him you're not here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying for you.
I'm not lying.
What are you talking about? Just tell him I'm not here. I'm not lying. I am not lying. She's on the phone. I am not lying for you. I'd be like, well, why answer it? Why did you? I was perfectly fine with not lying and letting it go to the answer machine.
Yeah.
You're a terrible friend. She says that you're not a good friend.
Ooh. Why?
Because I just don't want to talk to somebody right now.
Yeah.
You never do. Okay. But you talk enough for all of us to people on the phone.
Yeah. But there are some situations where lying is okay. And I think that's probably one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always think that lying is okay when you do it to spare somebody's feelings. And I think saying he's not here right now spares somebody's feelings rather than saying, yeah, he's here, but he said he doesn't feel like talking to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Totally. So I put that in the white lie category, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've often thought that it must be so liberating and you know, just a feeling of freedom that you would have if you were like non-Southerners, where you could talk to each other any way that you wanted to and not have to worry about whether you sound like a jerk or not.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't care about people's feelings and then those people don't care about yours and nobody has feelings and all, like, yeah. New Yorkers.
Yeah, like they have no heart.
Yeah.
I would not survive. I would not make it very long. My feelings would be so hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would have nobody that I wanted to communicate with. I'd be like, screw them. That was rude. Screw it. I'm not dealing with him anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that was rude. I'd never say anything like that to her.
Yeah.
Why is she acting like that? You know?
Yeah.
I don't like the term butt hurt. I don't know where that came from. I don't know the difference between butt hurt and regular hurt. But then I'm sure that people would say, what I was getting at is that people would say I get butt hurt too much about that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
What is the difference?
Butt hurt would refer to like you're being overly dramatic over something that was kind of minor, at least in my interpretation of it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, don't be butt hurt. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. As opposed to like being really like, that was really mean what that person said to me.
But why is it butt hurt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where'd they come up with that?
Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. And I am literally butt hurt sometimes because I suffer from the occasional hemorrhoidal flare up.
You are quite literally.
Yes. And it is serious business. Mm. I don't think you can compare it to having your feelings hurt. I would rather have my feelings hurt than to be actually butt hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Hurt my feelings any day.
Yeah.
Is it, can I ask a kind of a sensitive question? Is it one hemorrhoid or is it, do you have a number on it? Like, are there multiple?
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
But it is called, hemorrhoids. He's got hemorrhoids. People always say that. But I think what it is, it's not something that extra that you have. It's the inflammation of the nerves in that area that causes the, what we would say, hemorrhoids. And I guess sometimes it gets to a point where the nerves create growths and they have to be cut out. Because they do surgeries. I'm not that bad with it, but yeah, they do a surgery to remove hemorrhoids.
And so there are external and internal, you're saying.
Yeah. So I did know that. Whenever, if y'all think that I look like I'm sitting a little higher in my chair, like I might be on a cushion, it's because I have a giant external hemorrhoid.
Oh, external, yeah. Just
raises you up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I know women can get them when they have babies.
You know? Because it's caused from pressure and pushing. Mm-hmm. So it was always worse for me whenever I was lifting heavy weights
in
the gym. You know, the straining, mm-hmm. It makes you tighten up right there. Your sphincter tightens.
Yeah.
And it's getting all those nerves just to working overtime like that. Just
And they never go away.
All the pushing that a woman does when she's having a baby, you know, that's a lot of straining in that area.
Yeah.
And what do you say, Riggins? It never goes away?
They never go away?
Well, most cases of they get inflamed and they flare up and then go back down and all that. Sometimes, though, yeah, it's to the point where they have to be removed. I hope I never get to that point. But
what?
I mean, I'd be on the table, like buns up and kneeling with them wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable.
Would you be asleep?
I don't think they put you to sleep for that.
Oh,
now I know they used to not do that. They just, did a local.
Local anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be just put me under.
Yeah, for real. Would you go to Burning Man for 3 days to get rid of your hemorrhoid problem?
Oh, good question.
No.
They're that bad and you still wouldn't?
No, because I'm liable to catch something there that I'll never be able to get rid of.
Accurate.
Just from breathing the same air. And, you know, if I happen to brush up against one of those disgusting people.
Accurate, yeah.
Ugh.
You can't risk that, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Keep your hemorrhoids. Don't get herpes.
Yeah. The Lord don't judge you for having hemorrhoids.
Right. Right. That's true. We should put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. That's the next TJ and Riggins merch.
Yeah.
Lord, don't judge you for having hemorrhoids.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals. Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.